Look at the box score fresh off the court. Georgia Southern really started out hot, outscored Troy 23-14 in the first quarter. What was it that changed from the Trojans in that second quarter?
They went to what they do best. You know, they got a lot of open looks in transition. We didn't get back in transition, so those are easy twos, which gets their defense going, which their defense, of course, got going and forced us to, 26 turnovers.
When you look at what Troy was able to do in the middle two quarters, led by as many as 19 with 7 minutes to go in the fourth, what does it say about this team, the fight that they showed in the fourth quarter and actually outscored Troy 27-26 in the fourth?
You know, we have a never-give-up mentality. And so, you know, Troy's number one in the league for a reason. You know, the pressure they put on you, not just on the defensive end, but on the offensive end, looking to score, them score 87 points. And so, you know, this is a young team, so it's literally freshmen, sophomores against juniors and seniors. And so the juniors and seniors are used to doing what they're doing here in their home, on their home court. So I thought the freshmen relaxed a little bit, our sophomores relaxed a little bit in the fourth quarter. And that's what we got to look to do tomorrow.
We talked about it before the game. Without Aitiana Galden for this game and without Deja Holmes for the first half, you needed somebody to really step up and fill that void. And it looked like Simone James was one of those players, finished with a game-high 18 points, 4 of 6 from long range. What was it about her game tonight that was really clicking?
You know, Simone is one of those work-hard players for us. You know, she does what she needs to do outside of just practice, and so that showed up tonight. You know, her being able to knock down the outside shot for us consistently. And then also we challenged her to rebound a little bit, and so, you know, I thought she did a good job of just trying to not necessarily get the rebound but box out and hold them off the glass. So I was glad that she had a offensive night like that. We got to get someone else to kind of get in that scoring column as well.
Fresh off the court, what's the biggest thing that you look to kind of talk about the next 24 hours or so leading into tomorrow's game against Troy?
Well, now we have an opportunity to just talk about what their pressure really looks like. You know, they've had an opportunity to feel it up close and personal. They've had an opportunity to see just how hard Troy crashes the glass. And so now we're just going to talk about our same game plan, but now they know that what intensity they need to bring to fight for 40 whole minutes.
Coach, appreciate the time, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, that's Eagle head coach Anita Howard. A final score here from Trojan Arena in Troy, Alabama. Troy 87, Georgia Southern 70. As that'll wrap things up here from us from Trojan Arena. Again, a final score, 87-70. Troy tops Georgia Southern. For all involved, for Chad Jackson and Sports Information, this is Colin Lacey. We'll be back on the air tomorrow as a 5 o'clock tip-off back Eastern time. We'll be on the air at 4:30. This has been Georgia Southern Women's Basketball, and this has been Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody.